brought to you by Gendra 76 and Auto Service at Cypress and Pacelli, home of the sign, Redding's last full-service service station since 1979.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face covering. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Marith Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
And the Breakfast Club guys discussing white privilege at some point.
By the way, Joe Biden just cleaned up in 7 Democratic primaries across the country yesterday. Really kicked ass.
Well, he's more
or less, you're kidding me.
Running uncontested, isn't he?
Yeah, he won all 7. Swept.
Why are you saying it like that?
Sorry, Mayor Pete.
He hasn't been in it for a long
time.
I withdrew.
Kristen Gillibrand.
What about me? Again, I get cheated.
Sorry. Who else ran for and was... Oh, Beto. Sorry, Beto.
Beto.
He didn't win even 1 of the 7 yesterday.
Another thumb in Beto's eye.
You. Off the board. I'll come up and drag you off.
So the Bernie Brigade, the Bernie Brigade seems to be really going for the 25% delegate threshold, not enough to clearly get the nomination, but it gives you some sort of bigger seat at the Democratic convention table if you get that 25% threshold.
Yeah, you get to on the rules committee and
something like that. Yeah.
It makes a difference.
I still say Biden wanders off into the woods in his bathrobe and has to be replaced, but we'll see.
Oh, boy.
We can only hope.
And this is worth mentioning. Just days after President Trump's pledge to sever U.S. ties with the World Health Organization, which I fully support, in response to their mishandling of the COVID-19 crisis to the benefit of China, new information came out just yesterday about Beijing's restriction of crucial information from the UN agency at the onset of the outbreak. Sources show that 3 Chinese labs decoded the genome of the virus a full week before the sequence was leaked to the public by an unofficial source. So somebody in China said, we got to let the world know about this and leaked it out. Otherwise,
right.
Who knows when we would have got the news and it would have been that much worse.
Right.
As tens of thousands of Chinese people flew out around the world and spread the virus. And China tried to keep it a secret, even though they had it completely known, sequenced and figured out how dangerous it was.
And they have specific ironclad obligations under the WHO to release that information the second they have it.
Oh, and then the WHO, particularly the leader of the WHO, going on for weeks and still currently saying we admire China and their openness and their braveness and they're a model of transparency.
He's a Chinese lackey from a Chinese lackey country.
Anybody who has a problem with Trump pulling out of the WHO, since we fund almost the entire thing, when they're that in the pocket of China, you do have Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, you truly do.
You just hate Trump so much you can't just, like, get to the facts of this story.
It cost tens of thousands of American lives, but you're siding with the communists.
And $9 trillion.
Yeah, God. Unbelievable. Thank you for nothing, reminding us of that. But, by the way, we were talking about this earlier today. There has now been ample time to assess whether the openings up of various states, cities, etc., has yielded in a spike of cases and deaths. Long story short, it has not. The daily deaths in the United States are just over 850, down from 2,300. Famously, Georgia. Who was it who said the governor is going to have blood on his hands? Was that Nancy Pelosi or AOC? I can't remember. Georgia peaked at 36 deaths per day in mid-April, like 6 weeks ago. They haven't gone down a lot, But they haven't gone up at all. They're down to like 28 deaths a day in Georgia. And that's a projection because the latest figures aren't in. It might be as few as 15 per day. You're going to wreck the economy of a state as big and dynamic as Georgia over phantom fears of a dozen people passing away? And again, and I love my mom and dad. I loved my grandparents as much as you can. But diseases that mostly just kill 85-year-olds, you don't shut down the economy over that. Otherwise, you'd be shutting down the damn economy every single year, without exception, because of the flu or whatever else.
So, rioting going on over the last couple of nights. Last night was a lot better all across the country, certainly in the L.A. area.
Yeah.
Well, it had to get better.
Big shows of force in a lot of cities absolutely contributed to that.
I don't. Did you know where this
plus video... plus, and this is a beautiful thing. Many of the rallies, guys would start to get hinky. Your Antifa types, your looters, your scumbags would start to jump ugly, and they would restrain them and start chanting peaceful protest, peaceful protest. It's good stuff.
That is good.
Yeah, those are some of my favorite videos I've seen, and there's plenty of them.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you be discrediting. Listen, and some of these people might be misguided or be mistaken on the statistics, as we were talking before, but they're exercising their sacred rights. You're going to screw up their exercise of their rights by smashing windows, stealing stuff, or throwing bricks at cops? They ought to turn on you.
So where did this happen? Does it make any difference? I don't know if it makes any difference.
I believe this was L.A.
Okay, cool. And
we love it.
You had three different generations of black guys there with different attitudes about the protests and the stuff. And one guy who was a middle, they looks like he's 40. Is that a good guess?
He brings up the ages in the clip. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's listen to it then.
It's a little hard to tell the voices apart at first, but I think the self-explanatory.
This ain't the way, because they ready to let loose.
But it's time to stand up. So at this point, I'm ready to die for what's going on.
He angry at 46. I'm angry at 31. You angry at 16. Putting yourself in harm's way is not the way.
No, it's not.
Y'all coming with a better way. Because we ain't doing it.
Oh, my God.
And I have a 5-year-old son.
Oh, my God.
And it ain't happening. I marched 4 years ago. Keith Lamont Scott did the same exact thing night after night after night. It don't matter. Come up with a better way.
Lecturing the older guy and the young kid, we got to come up with a better way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is clearly true. You know, the blame, we got a text earlier from somebody. How do you guys not see that Trump is to blame for all this? I'm telling you, the fact that race relations got worse while Obama was president means that...
According to, wasn't it like 74% of Americans and there were only 13 who disagreed or something?
Means that...
The numbers were overwhelming.
And I would guess that a lot of people on the side of, fixing racial division feel like Barack Obama said all the right things. He said the right things the other day. That thing he wrote was absolutely fantastic. I'd like to go out on the street with the people that are smashing stuff and see how many of them, even though it happened... Let alone could say back to you any of his ideas.
Right.
I'm just not sure that stuff makes much difference. Those flowery speeches.
No.
They're nice. And he was right about getting active in your community, and the way to win is the ballot box and blah blah blah.
Obama was also criticized by the left during it for not doing enough. Right. It is very hard to appease everybody all the time. Yeah. And these problems definitely existed far before any president, and they will continue to exist for the foreseeable future, at least, I think.
Yeah, well, that's my point.
We need another beer summit. Make mine an old-fashioned.
I remember the beer summit. So it was, but Biden was there. I remember they sat outside Biden, Obama, and that professor from Harvard.
Right, and the cop who behaved stupidly, according to Obama, before any of the facts were in. Let's remember that.
That was like really early in Obama's presidency. It was like when you're still trying to figure out what this is going to be like.
Right. Mm. Yep.
Anyway, the point being, these problems run deep and have been going on for a long time. And I'm not sure you can pen a really well-written op-ed and fix anything.
No. It's got to filter downward. The leaders of the various movements and neighborhoods and whatever have to hear this stuff, internalize it, spread it downward to the the churches and the coaches and the rest of it who spread it down to the kids and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, frequently that doesn't happen, especially because a lot of the activist groups are on the take. They're phony. They're profit groups that masquerade as civil rights groups, and they become completely perverted from their alleged purposes, and they're crooked. I grew up with it in Chicagoland. A lot of these activist groups are just on the take. What they do is they deliver votes, so they get funded with government dollars, and they faithfully deliver the votes every single cycle. That's the business they're in, so yeah, I don't know. But Trump didn't bring division. Division brought Trump, I think, is a pretty...
That's a good one.
A fairly reasonable
look at Joe
description
Getty.
Of it.
Wow.
I'm
laying
quoting
them.
Somebody else. I've never had
you having a good time, Joe?
Dropping
I am.
The
Thank you, Mr.
rhetorical
President.
Hammer.
All right. Super. Oh, okay. Hey, listen, this is apropos of nothing. But we need to lighten the mood a little bit. I happen to find myself among some faithful Armstrong and Getty listeners yesterday.
Where could you go where that wouldn't happen?
True enough. And I made a reference to Elvis's pilled up Las Vegas rant. And I got a couple of blank faces. And I said, you never heard it? They said, no, we've never happened to catch that. And I said, all right.
I'm all for hearing it again, and I've heard it 500 times.
Michael, if you could dig that up, let me tell you, there is a GD bomb in the middle of it. I hope you're not offended by that, and if you are, I apologize.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking to you.
But we have considered editing it. We tried editing it, but part of the astonishment of the thing
right.
is he's there in the theater at the Las Vegas casino with a bunch of Midwestern blue hairs staring at him, you know, jaws agape and eyes wide as he goes off on this pilled up rant.
Fantastic.
And you've got to, you know, I don't know. I think it needs to be enjoyed
I'm excited
in its
now.
Entirety. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'll be here.
Michael, do you have that ready or do you need a minute?
Let me check it real quick. I want to make sure it's the right
thing. Yeah, we'll come up with it. We got time. It's a lot of places, but it's worth hearing.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
It's an Armstrong and Getty classic.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's
I
so
tell you what,
good.
Why don't we go to a break and make sure Michael has it right, but it is one of the, not only the all-time best Elvis thing, it's one of the best all-time things, period. All right, so don't go away.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty. What's the number one sign of a bad home security system? I'll tell you what. It's one that's so complicated you never use it.
This is exactly the type of security system SimpliSafe has spent a decade fighting against.
They believe that simple is safer, and it's exactly why SimpliSafe is the home security for right now when feeling safe at home has never been more important.
SimpliSafe was designed to be easy to use while protecting your whole home 24/7.
Order online with the click of a button. Open the box. Place the sensors, plug it in, your home is now protected around the clock.
That's right. No technician or salesperson has to come to disrupt your house and hit you with big charges. You don't need to pay an outrageous monthly fee or sign a 2-year contract.
Have you heard this? SimpliSafe was named Best Overall Home Security of 2020 by U.S. News & World Report.
And their 24/7 professional monitoring and emergency dispatch start at 50 cents a day.
Head to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong and get the free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime and let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
The Elvis rant, which is, you know, it's available in various places. We've played it and talked about it and stuff over the years.
No, this is a world exclusive.
The there's a couple books about Elvis that are absolutely fantastic. You don't even have to be an Elvis fan to like Last Train to Memphis, the first Peter Gurlnick book that was written about Elvis, and it won the Pulitzer Prize. It's just a great slice of American history from the 50s and pop culture and everything like that that Elvis is featured in. Freaking great book. Really, really love it. Then the follow-up to that, I don't remember what the title of it was, but that gets into
Elvis, the crappy movies.
When Elvis starts to go downhill, starts to get involved with drugs and be a little too happy with his own act and everything like that. And it features this period of his life pretty prominently in the mid-70s when he was doing the Hilton every night and whatever, however many thousand nights in a row he performed there, set the Vegas record and everything like that. That's where there's a statue in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
But he was regularly pilled out of his mind on stage. And because it was pre-cell phone, if you did that today, you wouldn't last a week because it would be everywhere.
You'd be in rehab.
Everybody'd hear it
you'd
the next day.
You'd be on TMZ, then in rehab.
And Dr. Phil and everything else. But back then, you know, you could get on stage and rant and rave as a drugged-up lunatic, and, you know, nobody even really heard of it.
How many of you people saw the movie Blue Hawaii?
Okay, so you have a bunch of middle-aged folks from the Midwest excited to be in Vegas, thrilled to be seeing the king of rock and roll. And he pauses between songs and addresses the audience.
I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. They don't read them because they're all junk.
And, right, Elvis. We love you, Elvis.
No, I don't mean to put anybody's job down. I'm talking about they have a job to do, and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up.
Calm, so far.
In my case, they make it up. But I hear rumors flying around. I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music.
Yeah! Wait, what?
Huh? When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sick here that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform. From three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin.
Oh.
I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, you know, talking, maids. And I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu.
Calm again.
Got over one day, was I? But all across this town, I was strung out. So I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
Yay!
This got dark.
No, you told him.
That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody, my relationship with you, my relationship with up here on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots.
Whoa. Wait a second.
Thank you very much. Let me get out of this mood.
Let me get out of it now. Now, how many of you folks have seen Blue Hawaii?
Right.
Is his next line. Wow, I've owned motorcycles that almost accelerated that fast from calm to eyes popping out of his head, and he was a complete drug addict at that point.
Oh yeah,
no, he was a drug czar. He fought the
yeah, he had the badge from Nixon.
Hotel employees, Jack, bellboys.
Weirdos, bring your bags up to the room.
Freaks, bring your bags up to the room.
Freaks, bring your bags up.
I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots.
What?
Maids. Maids, he says, dismissively, maids.
I will break your neck, you son of a bitch. So good.
Oh,
so delicious.
Oh, my God. And that was unknown across America because cell phones didn't exist.
Yep.
And the ability to easily record things.
Some
and put
sound
it out on
man
the internet.
Must have been taping it or something, because that's the mic feed.
That was September 2nd, 1974, by the way.
Oh, man. Good times.
But even if you recorded it back then, you couldn't then post it on the internet. You'd have
right.
to give physical copies to somebody else who has a reel-to-reel player.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not going to travel very far. God,
yeah.
That's hilarious. That the whole thing is 8 minutes long. There's a lot more to it, too. But
if I have a time machine, I think I got to catch a late Elvis show. I think I have to.
Man, I'd like to catch an early Elvis show.
I think that'd be a good comparison. Yeah, that'd be
good.
A fun day.
Yeah, yeah.
In my time machine.
And what it would say? Can you go to a couple of different places with your time machine? Like catch one show, then another show, back to back? Or do you have to recharge the batteries or what? How does that work?
As long as you got enough fuel, you know.
Nobody really knows the rules as they argued about in the Avengers movie. All we know is we know what we know from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Time Machine Hot Tub, or whatever that movie was.
Time Machine, Back to the Future, that's an excellent
tone.
Those
are the only things we know about time travel, really. But God dang it. Oh, Elvis, that is so hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the
freaks that carry your bags to the room.
Well, and apparently the folks were not that freaked out by it.
No, they're just, yeah,
heck yeah.
Pull his tongue out by the roots.
Right. You rip it right out of it. Do it here in the lobby. Why not? Maybe that's your encore. You torture a bellboy. What?
Some freak.
Barbaric.
Oh,
telling
oh my
you.
God.
The old Peruvian necktie by the King of Rock and Roll.
I've never been strung out on anything but music in my life.
See, I told you, honey, Las Vegas has something for everyone.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you've ever used a weed killer, you have to hear this message. I'm attorney Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Recently, one of our lawyers was part of a team that helped secure a verdict for a couple who contracted cancer after using Roundup. If you're a farmer, casual gardener, or anyone else who has used weed killers, you may not know that studies suggest that glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, may increase the risk of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto allegedly was aware of the risk posed by Roundup, but failed to disclose them to the public. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and you have used Roundup, you could be owed money for damages. Contact us today for a free case review. You pay nothing unless we recover money for you. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Call 844-949-0599. 844-949-0599. Attorney advertising. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome. Over 50 offices nationwide. Main office, Orlando, Florida.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credits with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition costs. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The President of the United States ordered troops to attack peaceful American citizens exercising their constitutional rights by tear gassing them in a public park while military helicopters flew overhead.
Oh, boy. This was discussed last night on the panel, the balanced panel, liberals, conservatives alike, on Brett Baer's show. And nobody tear gassed anybody, and the military helicopter up overhead was clearly labeled with the red crosses of a medical evacuation helicopter. But you have politicians willing to utterly whip people up into fear and hatred to get, to enhance their own power. Just, it's unforgivable. Disgusting.
So, do we want to hear a little Rush Limbaugh on with the Breakfast Club?
Yeah, I've heard it characterized as people talking past each other. I'm kind of curious. Can we pause this thing and then stop and go, Sean?
All right. This is a well-known black show that has become kind of like the place you have to go as a politician if you want to get the ear of black voters.
It's helpful.
It's where Joe Biden made his unfortunate comment for him about, you ain't black.
Let me ask a quick question. If the Minnesota Vikings had announced 2 nights ago that they were going to hire Colin Kaepernick, would the riots have stopped?
No. Nobody gives a shit about that.
Well, you guys brought up Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. His name is Kaepernick. And the reason I brought him up is he was so opinionated about
Colin
him protesting.
And I'm just asking, if the Vikings had signed him, would the people of Minnesota, oh, good, okay, he's got a gig.
We're not going to protest anymore. Because that's not going to stop white supremacy. That's not going to stop racism, okay? We got to RIP to George Floyd, but that was not an isolated incident. This is a regular occurrence black people in this country.
How do you stop that?
Don't want to change this system.
That's a question for you.
I want to know, guys, how are you going to use your privilege as a white male to combat this prejudice? You got a direct
because
line.
I don't buy into I don't buy into the notion of white privilege. See, I think that's a liberal political construct right along the lines of political correctness. It's designed to intimidate and get people to shut up and admit they're guilty of doing things they haven't done. I don't have any white privilege.
You know what white privilege is? White privilege is that what happened to George Floyd would not have happened to a white man. That's white privilege right there.
If what happened to George Floyd had happened to a white man, we probably wouldn't even have heard about it.
Huh?
You definitely would have heard about it. You definitely would have been. You definitely would have heard about it. You definitely would have.
If George Floyd, I don't think, Rush, there's a lot of instances where this does happen and we don't hear about it. There's a lot of times that there's no video that exists and then people are, police officers lie and they say this is what happened, just like we've seen it happen so many different times where fortunately there was video. There's a lot of cases that won't make it. That we'll never hear about, that don't go viral, that never make it to TV, that never make it to social media, because there is no phones.
I said if George Floyd were white, we wouldn't have heard of this. And if the same thing had happened to him, we wouldn't have heard about it. There wouldn't be,
I think we've probably heard enough. As a fan of conversation and of solving problems and getting to the bottom of things, it strikes me that virtually every 30 seconds of that conversation, maybe every 15 seconds of that conversation, would require an entire afternoon to talk through and to get an understanding of each other's positions and then probably research some statistics and cite some specific instances of things making the news, not making the... There was an unarmed white guy killed by the cops not terribly long ago. It was a few weeks ago, and it got zero news. So I see Rush Limbaugh's point, but virtually every tiny chunk of that would take several hours to untangle. And the conversation... The problem with the fanciful conversation about race we're supposed to have as a people is that it would have to be very slow, very deliberate, very careful, and refereed heavily by some arbiter of truth and justice, so nobody, like, talked over everybody. And good luck with that. We're not built for that.
Well, I don't think their conversation was ultimately that meaningful or moved anybody's needle, right? Everybody's needle stuck. I respect all parties involved for at least the willingness to reach across to somebody that you don't normally broadcast to.
Oh yeah. They both got a lot of hell on social media from their own sides. How dare you elevate Rush Limbaugh to this power, or why would you listen to these, you know, liberal
racists, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, very gutsy of both of them to engage in the conversation, I think. And I wonder if it'd be helpful if like, they had a standing appointment to do that every time one of these stories pops up. Maybe that'd be a way to do it. Because, like you said, in each one of those topics, it would take so long to, like, really get into it. I wonder if you did this every time something racial came up. Neither one of those parties are obligated to do it. They're both in for-profit businesses. They got to figure out what their listeners want. But in terms of actually doing some good for society, I wonder if that'd be helpful.
I might nominate a different person, you know, on each side. But
yeah.
I like the idea of it, at least. Some sort of calm Bill Maher-esque.
Yeah.
Without an audience, by the way. Without his audience of braying one-sided jackasses. But just Bill Maher and somebody he disagrees with.
I think a one-on-one is also important, too, because just when there's three people all trying to make the same point and they feel like somebody on their side's not making it well enough, they're going to jump in and talk over. And
like you're doing now.
Yes, very much so.
Not kidding.
Performance art, Joe.
Well played.
So it looks like we made it into the Urban Dictionary, somebody's claiming?
Oh, yeah, I think we have a couple of entries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This one is for something I brought up.
What was the cannibal grandma? And what's not
Granibalism.
No.
We didn't invent that.
Why did you? No.
That's the guy in California.
I disavow that. I was making sure that wasn't the thing.
A guy in California ate his grandma, so some people are calling it granibalism, but
we're not.
People are saying that. Burden of Damascus is in the Urban Dictionary. A phrase I think we invented.
We did. Well, we didn't invent the phrase. We invented the use of that phrase to mean that.
Yeah, it's something from the Middle East, and it's funny. I don't even remember the original. It's a very important meaning. But we used it to mean when you, like, just have the uncontrollable need to go number two. And you
out in public.
And you got to find a place.
Right.
And you got to find a place to go. And it says here, Burden of Damascus, it gives the definition. I don't really like the way they worded the definition. I don't think it's accurate. But anyway, heard on the hottest show on the West Coast, Armstrong and Getty Radio Show.
Well, nationwide.
Actually cited.
Now.
Nice.
Yes. Clearly.
Yeah, that was before. This was 2013. It's been in the Urban Dictionary since 2013. We are now nationwide, if not global, if not intergalactic.
Well, I have no evidence of that, but we are clearly global as we get emails. You know what might be fun? Of course, you know, this is one tiny segment of the show, and we've been yammering on now for nigh on 4 hours, but where are you listening? Outside the United States.
In my car.
Oh, my. I think you're misunderstanding my question. Where geographically are you? What country are you in? Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. I know, and feel free to reinforce this if I mention, I know we have Taiwan, a handful of folks in China, Mexico. I'm trying to think. Oh, we have a number of service people in Japan who listen. All over Europe. I mean, a bunch of European countries. So shout out to all you folks. Whatever the hell time it is where you are, godforsaken foreign land. Oh, hey, this is great. Somebody just sent us a link to this tweet. Speaking of mailbag, there's hundreds of white people getting on the ground and renouncing their white privilege.
Yeah,
It's a bunch of yoga-wear-clad suburban white chicks and a few emasculated dudes. Ball-less wonders on the ground renouncing their white privilege.
Wow.
You know what my problem with white privilege is and how it's thrown around like an accusation is that when it's ever explained, it's that you don't have to fear a cop if he pulls you over, or you don't get stared at in a store or whatever. that is just what ought to happen in most circumstances. And to throw that around as an accusation of something being done wrong because of the skin color you're born with, no, you've got it backwards. What you need to do is be touting black is beautiful and quit treating us unfairly. Quit accusing white people of some original sin of being born with light skin. Stop it. It's the most loathsome sort of racism, and it'll never do any good.
So Rod Rosenstein was the acting attorney general during a lot of the whole beginning of the Russia investigation. How is that possibly in the news again? Well, he's being questioned in front of the Judiciary Committee run by Lindsey Graham. He said something pretty extraordinary today. We thought that we'd play that for you. Among other things, we're going to have a big finish. Oh, man. Going to be we're bringing maids, bellboys, freaks to bring the bags up to your room.
We got them all for you. Don't go away.
Your goddamn tongue out with the roots.
Oh, hey. Easy.
Armstrong and Getty.
Right now is the right time to update your home office. And the place to start is getting rid of that flimsy plastic mat under your office chair. Step up to a glass chair mat by Vetraza. I'm George Pardo, president of Vetraza. We've been supplying high-quality glass chair mats made right here in the U.S. for over a decade. They're super strong and never dent. And wait until you feel what it's like to have your chair glide on a smooth glass chair mat. They're beautiful, too. They completely step up the look of your office. We now have 18 glass chair mat sizes in stock, ready to ship. If standard sizes don't fit, check out our custom design options. Shop today at Vetraza.com and save 10% with code WRITE. Here's our website again, V as in Victor, ITRAZZA.com, and remember, save 10% with code WRITE, Vetraza.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Carnes, co-founder of RecTech Grills. I'm about to revolutionize the way you grill. Our RecTech Grill uses smart grill technology. You can bake, smoke, sear, grill, even dehydrate, all with the touch of a button. You can control your grill from your phone. How cool is that? Our grill uses 100% real wood, and that's going to give your food amazing flavor. In the past, you had to choose between convenience and flavor. RecTech has bridged that gap. No more messy charcoal, flavorless propane. With RecTech Grill, you're going to cook like a pro right out of the box. It's an absolute game changer. This grill is built like a tank. The minute you grab the handles, you're going to know you made the right choice. People in the know choose RecTech. Do your research. You're going to wind up at RecTech. Go to RecTechGrills.com. That's RecTechGrills.com. You're going to find out what everybody knows, that we are the best, by far and away the most bang for your buck. That's why every customer gets my personal cell phone number. RecTechGrills.com.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully,
It appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Right, Vitraza.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Oh, we brought it up a little bit yesterday. One of the NBA announcers in America, each team has their own. Grant Napier of the Sacramento Kings did lose his job, as probably was expected, for saying all lives matter, even though he didn't mean anything by it. He just meant, you know, everybody's shouldn't.
Yeah, he wasn't answering Black Lives Matter with an argument. He was agreeing. He's not a political guy. He's a sports guy and a good guy.
Anyway, he said it, so you got to fire him because that's the environment we now live in. You can't say that. And then he says, oh, I didn't know what that meant. I'm sorry.
He said, I'm so sorry. No, I would never suggest that, blah, blah, blah. No,
not the way society works anymore.
Right. Had to sacrifice him on the altar of political correctness. Cancel culture. Absolutely disgusting.
Mostly just more deeply embittering people about racial conversation.
Oh, yeah. Now I really have an open heart to have that conversation about race. If I dare misspeak, you're going to ruin my life. But you're inviting me to have this conversation? How does that work? It's ridiculous. It really is. It's terrible.
So, I'm not, you know, thrilled to be talking about the whole Russia investigation again, but
I am.
I
can't wait.
I also don't want to tire out of it because, well, it's tiring, and miss the ending, which could be very good, which we're starting to learn more about how the whole damn thing started and how corrupt I think the FBI is,
right,
or was. I hope it's not still, but...
And Democrats, do you want this administration or the next Republican one to be running the FBI at your guys to try to discredit them, spreading Russian disinformation about, are you comfortable with the FBI doing that, allegedly? They're holding a hearing, the Senate Judiciary Committee, grilling Rod Rosenstein about the investigation, the origins thereof, the extremely sharp Lindsey Graham in control.
You signed a warrant application in June of, I think, 2017 to get the Carter Page warrant renewed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you looked at the Horowitz report?
Yes, I have. I have it with me, Senator.
If you knew then what you know now, would you have signed the warrant application?
No, I would not. Okay.
And the reason you wouldn't have is because Mr. Horowitz found that exculpatory information was withheld from the court. Is that correct?
Among other reasons, yes.
Yeah, and somebody actually altered an email.
Correct.
Right. So there were 17 violations that Mr. Horowitz found, but I can't stress enough to the country that he found the most egregious of all. The dossier was the only reason the Carter Page warrant was issued to begin with. And in January 2017, the man who provided Steele with all the information told the FBI it was a bunch of garbage and they used it twice more. What kind of country is this? What happens to people who do that?
Well, that's what we're waiting to find out. What does happen to people who do that? Who lie to get a warrant so they can spy on you? For anybody. I mean, you running your the hardware store. If the government lies because they just think they'd like to spy on you. And they come up with a way to do it.
They want to discredit you.
Does anybody get in trouble for that? And then how about if it's an incoming presidential administration?
Right. If you spy on anybody enough, you can discredit them. You can ruin them.
As we all know, I'm very cynical. I think the FBI has been doing this forever, and they will do it forever. If they want to spy on somebody, they just do. They just do.
Mm.
They feel like, well, we're the kind of people like Comey does. I'm the kind of person that can handle this responsibility.
Yeah.
I'm a good American, and me having the power to spy on whoever I want to, whenever I want to, will not be mishandled.
It's a good thing I'm in this
position.
Yes,
boy, imagine if someone lesser than me was in this job, how dangerous that would be.
And more particularly, these rules exist for lesser humans than myself. As I am nearly a god, I can take this power into my hands and invent my own rules. There are cases, they pop up now and again, of some police chief who's mad at a city council person or vice versa, and they'll spy on each other or plant, you know, lies in the press or whatever. It's insidious. You can't have it. And the idea that it's being done at the highest level by the most elite law enforcement and investigative organization on the planet is it's awful. You just can't have it. And Lindsey Graham's question at the end there is not a rhetorical question. What happens to people who do that? I'm actually curious to know what Rosenstein's answer is. I'm sure he said something diplomatic about, well, we'll have a thorough investigation, and if people, blah, 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 they'll be held to account, blah, blah, blah. Although the history of the thing is that if you lie to the feds, you get charged, you get convicted. If they lie to you or cover up or whatever, everybody just kind of mumbles, shuffles their feet, and it goes away. So that's why I was happy to be talking about it. I don't want the mumbling, shuffling, and going away. I want people held accountable, rather.
Final thoughts with A&G. Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Greetings, everyone. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. There he is, pressing the buttons in the control room. He keeps it on the air. Michelangelo, final thought?
You know, in my opinion, I think it's about time to open up everything, especially gyms. I tried to pick up some water the other day, and it was like I had to take a nap afterwards. I'm so weak now.
Wow, that's sad. I'll bet your grip strength is poor, too. Positive Sean, our producer, final thought?
The fact that millions around the country are taking to the streets in peaceful protest in reaction to the police into a cop murdering of George Floyd, it restores my faith in humanity, and I love seeing it. And shout out to peaceful protesters. That's a sacred American right. Keep doing what you're doing and hold the looters accountable. Do what you're doing. I love those videos.
Right? Jack, you're the co-host. Do you have a final thought for us?
I do. I'm going to do some research on this because I had a dream last night that I was at a party and then I woke up horribly hungover today, even though I had nothing to drink last night. I'm trying to figure out if it's a psychosomatic cause and effect or if I'm sick and so I had a dream to fill in why I felt bad or what. But I was as hungover today as I've been, well, since I quit drinking.
You ever have one of those dreams where you're like in a fight with your spouse? And you wake up and you still have the hostility, and it takes a while to flush those emotional chemicals out of your head.
Oh, yeah.
And replace them with the normal
ones. I've had dreams where I was in love with somebody that I've never even really thought of before, and all of a sudden it's like it takes a long time to get that out of your head.
Right. Right. Maybe I should call. dreams. Mysterious, aren't they? That's my final thought.
Well, do you think I could have had a dream where I was drinking and it would give me a hangover?
I think it's more likely the opposite, that you had a headache and your body invented a reason.
But why brain, why the riddle? Why doesn't the brain just say to you, you're thirsty and have a headache, instead of like some sort of metaphor or code or something?
I don't know.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people, thanks a little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Buy some A&G swag. Would you help support the crew? Also, all the podcasts are there. Or you can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Where around the world are you listening, for instance? Or just if there's something we ought to be talking about, send it along.
God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Have you considered being good at your jobs?
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.